I said what I said. It wasn't gonna spill.
Just like my car all over again. Twice.
My top is f***ed up. I told you that.
Sounds like a you problem.
It is a you. It is a you problem.
It is. It's a me problem.
Yeah, it's a you problem. It is.
Who messed it up?
You. Oh. Since you said it's a you problem, you. You're you, aren't you?
I'm me. You're you.
No, but like you're saying it to me, so you're you.
No, I'm me.
No, no.
I'm telling you how it is. I'm me. You're you, and he is he.
No.
I'm he.
What if
you're you?
What if he identified as she though?
I don't.
Say it right, Jamie.
I don't. What? I do not.
Right. Never mind.
Say it left. I don't know.
It's okay. It's okay, Tink.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Nothing.
I identify as he, him.
Slash her.
I was about to say something else.
Oh my gosh. Ba-da-ba-da-bow. Okay, how are we going to start it?
Yeah, my back hurts, bro. Fuck. I just got back issues, man.
Don't we all?
You ever just like try to crack your back and you feel like you're about to break your spine?
All the time.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that, Durian?
What?
Try to crack your back that you just feel like you're about to break your spine?
No.
Oh.
Do you crack your back?
No.
Must be nice.
I crack like my knuckles.
Do you crack your neck? Can you like, just like
do no, this? No, I feel like I'm
going, yeah, I don't like, do that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, the thing is like my
no, I don't do that because I really feel like I'm going to break my neck. I don't got time for that.
No, like for me now, honestly, it's to the point where I can literally just bend my neck like this and it pops.
Nope. I thought that was your neck for a second. I'm like, what?
No. Does your knee pop?
Yeah. But I do that automatic. Like, I do that, like, I have to pop it. Not like I have to pop it, but, like, I pop my knee.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Like, I don't walk and it pops.
Oh.
That's some broken knee shit, Gabe. You need to get that checked out.
I mean, I did get hit by a car.
Stay keep that in mind. Are you always going to bring that story up?
Damn.
No.
That means he's getting tired of it.
I'm not.
Because it feels like you're just like, going for attention at this point.
He said damn. My knee pops when I walk, and he said I should get that checked out. I'm telling him the reason for it is because I got hit by a car. There's some relevancy to it.
Sure.
It would be different. It would be different.
Mm-hmm.
If it had no relation to the thing.
Right.
And I said, just like how I got hit by a car.
Right.
That would be so different.
Right.
I don't like how you guys are coming after me. I really don't.
I haven't said anything. Damn, bro. My bad.
All right, guys. So this might actually be the breakup episode, bro. Like, we'll see. We'll see. Calm down, Gabe. It's just a joke. But you're not laughing, so. I laughed. It was kind of funny to me, so. And he laughed, too, so. You're just not the only one laughing. And it's almost like you don't have a sense of humor. Like, yeah, the self-deprecating jokes are good to an extent, but it's also just like...
What? When have I done when have I done self-deprecating jokes today?
Huh?
You just made a joke about getting hit by a car.
What? That was not a joke.
You sure?
That was a fact.
Really? Oh. I thought it was funny, so that's why I was like, oh my God, it's a joke.
You're so fucked up for that.
What'd I do? I didn't do anything.
That is wild.
It's okay, Ting. It's just the pre-talk. It's just the pre-talk.
Feels like an attack talk.
We can make it an attack talk.
Please don't.
Look, am I the a-hole for saying this about to my co-host? The answer is no, and I better get all the upvotes for no.
That's wild.
That is wild.
All right, Tink. You're going to start it off today.
Because I feel like I haven't started off in a minute.
Bro. Yeah, I feel like I've been doing it lately.
It's okay. How y'all doing today? Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the deep end. I'm your host, Darian Reddick, and I'm here with my co-host,
JB Alvarez.
Gabriel Alvarez.
No relation. Okay.
Imagine.
Okay. Y'all doing okay today?
Doing all right.
Cool. Awesome.
We had a little hangout today.
Yes, sir.
We on a little date.
If you can call it that.
Okay. Well.
All I'm going to say is I'm a little broke.
We all are, Gabe. We all are. The holidays just passed. Well, by the time this comes out, the holidays passed.
Would have been passed.
All right, buddy.
I mean, I'm...
It would. All right.
All I'm going to say is I think you guys are going to like your stuff. That's all I'm going to say.
Did you actually get me something else?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Bruh.
He said those were your birthday presents, so he had to get you a Christmas present.
I don't think he would. Oh, speaking of Christmas presents, guess what I have.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten his yet?
No, he has not.
That's for me?
Yes, sir. Thank you actually for saying that, because I would have forgot about it.
He was carrying around this whole time.
Am I supposed to open this up on
Yes, that's why I did it.
Oh my god, T-Tink from Tink. That's cute as fuck, yeah. Actually. And you said I'm going to love it, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay. Okay,
Just rip it, yeah.
If you guys want to see the full reaction, just come on to YouTube. You already know it.
I'm actually kind of nervous, kind of scared.
It's a little bit of ASMR.
Okay. Okay, well, okay.
All right, you got it. It's a brand new...
Oh. Tinka!
Tink.
Is that the same one you had? Did you just give him yours?
Yeah.
And I said that! I wasn't going to
tell you that he did.
I wasn't going to tell you that I was going to give you it. Duh.
That lets you know that I'm smart.
No, it was pretty obvious.
So for the context, we went to GameStop for like Black Friday, and like, you know, I just recently like started like collecting like Funkos or whatever. I have like, oh my bad. I have like 10 so far. We went to GameStop trying to look for some Funkos or whatever, and like we saw this Stitch Funko, and like I didn't, and like you had already grabbed it, but I didn't realize you had it or whatever.
Right.
Cause I think I was on my phone. Well, I was like looking or something, but like you said something about a Stitch Funko, and then it processed after. I was like, wait, you said Stitch, right? And you already had it. And like I was like, and I really wanted it, but like, yeah.
So I kind of held it hostage for, I think it was Black Friday, wasn't it?
It was Black Friday.
I held that thing hostage for damn near 2 months. A whole month.
Oh, shit.
A little more than a month. Because today's December 29th, so yeah.
29.
I held it hostage for a whole month.
Oh my God.
At what point did you like decide, like, I'm going to give you this?
The day, that same day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was going to give it to you in the car, but I'm like, you know what? I'll just hold on to it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to use this as bait for one day.
Imagine.
I'm toxic. Damn. Like that.
You are toxic. Because I literally...
I'm toxic as hell.
You are toxic as hell.
Yeah.
That sounds.
But you're not toxic when you're giving me a Funko Pop. Thanks, Tink. Oh, my God, Tink.
Give Gabe the trash. He'll throw it away.
Okay.
Yeah.
This makes number 11...
He got me a Funko Pop, too.
What did you get?
I got the Blue Beetle. I know.
Once again, I didn't buy it. Well, I bought it. I bought it, but I already had it.
Oh.
Why didn't you keep it for yourself?
Because I didn't have money at the time, and I needed to give y'all something.
I mean, you didn't need to. We remember, no. Like, I think last year we didn't even give each other anything.
Did we not?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. No, because I was going to get y'all... I was gonna get y'all Funkos last year, but like it was the big one.
Yeah, so. I remember you were gonna give him one. Yeah,
because it was a Marvel one I was gonna get you, and then I think it was another Marvel one I was gonna get you.
I thought you were gonna give him a Harry Potter one.
I was gonna get you the Marvel one and get you Harry Potter.
I would have liked that.
And it was like a really big one. It was like 18 inches. Yeah, it was like huge.
That is awesome.
Huge. Yeah.
Because it was like Harry with the owl.
It's funny because... Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was cool. Oh, man. I'm sad now. But it's okay.
I was going to say... My bad. I was...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, the only thing that we have now is just Mickey Mouse. Like, we just have... Like, it's the same, like, size, but we only have Mickey Mouse now.
I see. Okay.
But continue.
I was going to say, what I was planning on doing, since I know you guys have, like, a Funko Pop, like, addiction going on... I wanted to get you guys custom Funko Pops, but of yourselves.
That would have been nice.
But I couldn't find the ad that where I saw it. And when I tried looking it up, it was so rudimentary. It was like so like simple and basic that it did like it wouldn't have looked like you guys type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like with Darion, I feel like it'd be a little different. Because like with the hair and stuff.
Well, yeah. No, it's more so like... Picking your style, like, for clothing and all that. It's only, like, a set amount of
stuff. Oh.
You know what I'm saying? It's on FunkoPop.com.
Yeah, I was trying to think about it. Every time... Why is my battery dead? Bruh. Every time, bro.
Crazy. And then pop yourself.
That's Darion right there.
That is not me.
Wild.
Customize now. You're like this tone, right?
You gotta click.
I would say probably about that. Yeah.
Are you darker?
Definitely yeah, not. Well,
actually, yeah.
Am I that?
Because that's not JB.
Yeah, because I feel like that's me.
Yeah.
And then this is you. And then this is Easy.
Sure.
Yeah. They have babies?
Yeah.
Not oh as. God. Wow.
It's just a head.
What the fuck?
What the heck?
Oh. Interesting. Okay, I'm done with this.
But yeah, I was trying to find one that is exactly like you guys, but I couldn't find anything, and I thought you guys would appreciate that one a lot.
Yeah, that
would
have been cool. I really need shelves. I need shelves. I need shelves. I need shelves. I really need shelves.
And the thing is too, your thing,
my thing,
it's coming in soon.
Soon.
Like USPS has it.
Okay.
And it's being delivered to your house.
Oh.
And Darion's thing isn't arriving until...
Till like the 20th.
Till like the 20th or 30th of January. That's which funny. Is wild.
That's funny.
But I think you would really like them. I showed JB them.
Did you give me like the same thing?
No.
Oh, mine's completely different?
Yeah.
It's not shoes, right? Or it is shoes?
It's not the same thing.
Okay, so it's shoes. He got me shoes.
It's not the same thing, though.
Okay, but it's shoes.
Anyway.
Whoops.
You spoiled your Christmas gift for
him. No, you already knew it was shoes.
I feel like he showed me them.
No, actually, I haven't.
Oh, okay. I thought you showed me them. That's why. Nah. But okay.
I was looking at them. I was looking at them. I was thinking of buying them for you. But I was like, no, no.
Interesting, interesting, interesting.
No, but yeah, so when you get them, what I want you guys to do is, well, of course, for JB, what I want you to do, JB, is I want you to, like, record yourself opening it up.
Okay.
And then I want you to, like, just, like, so I can see your reaction.
Literally, that's what I've been doing with all my online friends that I sent gifts to. I've been having them, like...
Record it and react?
Well, I've been telling them to FaceTime me. Because I want to see, like, their reaction.
I want you to record it, too, so you can put it on the podcast. Or, like, on Instagram or whatever.
That's cute.
And then, like, I want you to make a compilation with both you and Darion.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'll clip Darion's reaction.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
There we go.
That's actually cute for real.
I'll be like your gift.
I do. I love it. Thank you, team.
Literally, as soon as
I literally told you, I am a huge Stitch fan.
I know. You're definitely a bigger fan than me.
Aw, thanks, team.
That I already have my Blue Beetle on my shelf.
Nice.
They need to make a Cardi B Funko Pop. Cause...
Did you open it or no?
No, it's in the box. I don't want to open it. I want to keep it, like, in that...
Yeah, I was going to say all of mine are in the box, too.
Because, man, if I do open it, it's just going to be the box and it's going to be in front of it, but it would fall. Because that's how Max, he gave me a Stan Lee, like a vintage Stan Lee one. Yeah, remember that? I opened that one already, but kind of wish I didn't. But, yeah, no, I have it out there, and I have the box up there.
Yeah. That's, I have, like, the Batman one that you gave me, like, super long, long time ago.
I gave you one?
Yeah, you gave me a Batman one. And I don't remember. I don't know where the box is, but I probably threw it away just because I had no idea what Funkos were at the time. But, yeah.
That's cool, though.
It's just on my shelf. And once I get everything else, I will take them out the boxes.
Smart. Yeah. And then just, like, have them, like, just pretty much there.
I ordered another Funko. I ordered Daichi from Haikyuu.
Really?
Yeah, because he was super cheap. He was like $5.
I would have thought you probably got like a Hinata.
But it was just because he was super cheap. Like literally,
not Hinata.
Like, oh.
He's literally like $4 right now on Hot Topic.
That is cheap.
And Hot Topic's expensive.
Do you order Funkos?
Wait,
you ordered one?
This is the only one I've ordered.
Guys.
Okay.
Guys. All I'm going to tell you right now.
For myself.
When we go to Buford on January 20th, all I'm going to say is they have a Hot Topic there.
They do at the mall.
And they have like an anime store.
Actually, you know what? Because me and Zirahan went to the mall recently, but like we was kind of broke, so we didn't buy nothing. So we actually going to have money.
But my point is they have Funkos.
They do have Funkos.
Saying you guys can find like a lot of good stuff on there.
They have literally a Funko Pop.
Oh, for real? Shop. Never mind then. Oh wait, what if you guys like made your own Funkos there?
I don't think it's like that.
No, they do have that.
They do.
At least like if you have like a main store like that, they do have it.
So this is the Mall of Georgia. Wait, so what is this? Huh, I guess they have another one then. Interesting. Oh, wait. No. Okay, I thought that was Athens for a second. I'm like, no. That's way too close. That's interesting, yeah. Pop shelf.
That's what it is pop shelf.
Box lunch. I know they have a lot.
Yeah.
Hot Topic, Five Below. Yeah, cool. I can't wait, bro.
It's gonna be here before you know it,
dude. If they have a lot, I'm gonna be going there like a lot. I'm gonna be going there frequently.
Yeah. We're gonna text you. He's like, hey man, what you doing at the Mall of Georgia?
Like, dang, literally. No invite. No one. We gonna be at work.
For real.
It's gonna be a random Monday.
He's been like, man, you know, I got money. Let me go to Mall of Georgia real quick.
Yeah.
Literally.
Come back with like a freaking bag. I hope they have
some good stuff, but like some rare stuff too. Like,
right.
Stuff like we have not like seen.
Right, right. Cause like here, like all we have is like GameStop or like Five Below.
Right.
And like Target has like the better stuff.
But Target's expensive.
But it's expensive.
Right. It's really expensive. It's like for no reason. It shouldn't ever be that expensive.
It shouldn't be that high.
But, yeah, I really want, like, a Spider-Man one.
I think I'm going to get some shirts out there because, you know what? Spencer's got some good shirts.
True. Hot Topic does, too. I mean, true. If you want, like, anime stuff, they also have, like, Box Lunch has anime stuff, too. True. And all that good stuff.
But.
And Disney. But I was going to say, speaking of a Target, one of my friends, they ended up spending like over $100, I think like $100 to $200 on just like Christmas decorations. Because they went to Target.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
I think it was like $144.
Nah, bro. F for that. Like
ornaments and all this other stuff.
I'm going to Dollar Walmart. Tree. Dollar General. Family Dollar.
I'm going to someone's house.
Goodwill.
Just rip them from the freaking thing. Now, have I told you guys about the guy? Apparently, it was like, it was a what's it called? It was around for a little bit. Apparently, there's this car, this truck had their Christmas tree tied up on the roof, right? Mm-hmm. And then this guy just pulled up next to them, like probably like in a van or like maybe like a Suburban or a Tahoe, right? Mm-hmm. Unclipped the strings and all that and just shoved it into their trunk or into the back of their car and just took off. Mm-hmm. So the dude
had a Christmas tree?
A Christmas tree.
Dang.
So the dude stole another dude's Christmas tree.
That's wild.
That's actually kind of funny.
Right?
That's actually kind of funny.
And it's funny because like Chewy, my brother, I told him he right now he has the little car, the Yaris. He said like, oh no, we're just gonna tie the Christmas tree on the Yaris and then, you know, and all that stuff. And I was like telling my dad, because he was on the phone with my dad, I was like, tell dad, you know, tell him to be careful. There's some Christmas tree snatchers out there. Don't let him pull up next to you.
Right.
But now my dad didn't say anything. He's just like, he looked at me. And that's it.
That's funny.
He has no sense of humor.
Yeah, it's hard with dads.
It's like they want to laugh, but like they know they shouldn't, type of thing.
They're not going to give you that satisfaction.
They're not.
Let's stop talking about dads. Let's
talking about something a little bit less depressing.
Yeah.
My coworker wants to be on our podcast.
No. I'm kidding.
What'd she's cool. I mean, because I just sent, because I
bro just said no.
Because like, I'm snapping her right now because I sent the picture of the Stitch thing and like she likes Funkos and all that. And she was like, that's cute. And I was like, yeah, I was like, my co-host like gave it to me. And, like, I just, like, reacted to it, like, on the episode. And she was like, when am I coming on? And I'm like, because she said something to me about it at work. And I'm like, because I told her I would ask y'all.
Stop.
But this is so fucking cute.
I'm glad you like it. You both gave a good reaction.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember my reaction.
Like, whoa, no way.
I'm
like,
oh, I did not hear him say that.
No, like.
When he got his gift?
Yeah, when he got his.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did he get you?
He got me a Blue Beetle.
Oh. I dead ass forgot. My man. I mean, I dead ass forgot. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I fucking forgot. I literally forgot he got you a Funko too. We literally were talking about it.
Yeah, no, I'm honestly like really excited. I wasn't expecting it.
Honestly?
Because I was looking through mine.
I hope they have a Spider-Man one out there. I really
That's
want,
what I'm saying.
I want really. A Spider-Man.
If there's only, like, one Spider-Man left, are we going to fight for it?
Or? Depending on which Spider-Man. Because I'm pretty sure they have one for Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland.
I look you want the Tom Holland one.
I want Andrew Garfield.
Only because I want him, like in his, like, iron suit thing.
That's true.
Like, I really want that one.
I just want Andrew Garfield's.
Like this
That one. Would be nice.
The Iron Spider one is actually really nice. Yeah. It has very nice detail. Dude, I love the one I gave my friend, bro. Hold on. I'll show you.
You got them Iron Spider?
No. I gave her something else. I gave her...
It's on your orders.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gabe, for pointing out the obvious.
No, I mean, like, he was looking at like the minute menu when he could have just pushed on orders.
I gave someone this one. This one's so fucking
Oh, my God,
funny.
Deadpool!
I love that one so much. I really want that one. This Optimus Prime.
Daredevil. Was it still in the box?
The Deadpool?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was just, it was a long box, which is cool.
Oh, okay. Because
it's the way he's positioned.
Right.
I gave her, where'd it? Oh, this one. This one is so cool, bro. Look at the way he's positioned.
Oh, my God, man.
I'm getting flashbacks. Stop.
Dude, and literally, that's like she tears up every time she watches that scene. So it's funny that I gave her that
I'm starting to tear up. No, because that hurt. Dude,
it's so... Like, the fucking detail, the blood, the ripped out thing. Iron the Man. The
That's fucking hit.
It's so cool. And then he's on, like, a rock.
With the nano suit and everything. Oh, my gosh, bro.
His hair is still being perfect.
With this, like, awesome freaking...
Dude, I love it.
I would love an Iron Man, honestly, low-key.
And then I love the Iron Spider one. This one. Ooh. That one also has a lot of detail.
I really
like it. Has the gauntlet in the hand. It's really cool.
That's
damn.
Cool.
Oh
shit.
Oh, that's cool.
Now we know what JB's getting.
No, that's $30.
I think you'd spend more on it.
What is this? I don't know.
That's a White Lantern. What was I gonna say? You're saying that you were looking through your Funko Pops.
Oh yeah, I was just looking at them like to see which one I wanted to give you, and I don't know, none of them really stood out. Cause I'm like, I like Star Lord, but like, are you gonna like that one? I was either gonna give you the Blue Beetle one or the Groot, which I'm like, I don't really want to give you that. And I didn't really care for Blue Beetle, to be honest. Like it was a good movie, but I don't really care for DC as much as I do for Marvel.
That's fair.
But it's Blue Beetle.
But it's like DC, Marvel.
Okay, look, I get it. You know, the movie's horrible, except Blue Beetle. That one was a masterpiece.
They got a Vegito.
The TV shows.
I want this one.
The TV shows.
I want this one.
The TV shows are like amazing. The comics are really good. But the movies is what kills it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And then hopefully, like, after Blue Beetle, like, it blows up for real. I want to see a Blue Beetle. I want to see number two. One. I really want to see number two.
Yeah. Oh, but... I mean, James Gunn is just a great director.
He really is.
Already, so he's going to fix that whole thing.
I hope so. Because but DC deserves better.
I really want him to come back to Marvel.
DC needs to shine a little bit.
No, F them. Marvel is in slums right now. Come on.
How long has DC been in slums?
But, like, that's DC.
How long has DC been in slums? How long has DC been in slums?
He's just over here geeking out about stuff.
They have a Glaceon for $45.
Oh,
that's expensive.
And yeah. That's not even like my favorite evolution.
That's so expensive.
I'm not finna grab that.
That's expensive.
That is expensive.
I think you wanna cop that right now. I can see that. I can see it in your eye. The way you reacted. And then that smile you have going on.
I'd rather get the Umbreon though.
You know what that sounds like to me? Someone who's trying to convince himself not to buy it. You know how I know?
You know what though?
Because that's me.
If anything, even if I do buy it, I'm probably gonna wait till after I get paid on Tuesday. So
gets paid, buys it immediately.
I probably am. Cause it's an Oshawa.
Hold on. What did I say?
You want to buy it. It's an
Oshawott
one. It's a Piplup one. It's an Apom.
Wild. Mm. Wild. Wild. All I'm going to say is...
They got a Munchlax.
That's funny.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that's cool. This is our first podcast after the holidays, by the way, if you can't tell. Even though we have like 2-3 episodes before this, after the holidays, it's okay.
Yeah, and we have like 2 days until the new year. 2 to 3 days up till the new year.
3 days, yeah.
Yeah, it's still technically 2023.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God. Even though this is going to come out in 2024, but we said that last time with the New Year's episode.
Oh my glob.
Oh my glob.
You're giving Adventure Time. Please don't do that.
I just don't want to say his name in vain. So I'm going to use glob from now on. Or goodness.
They got it on the Funko site.
Yeah. Of course they would. I know that look.
Like I said, I'm going to wait until Tuesday, but Tuesday I might got to buy a couple.
You created an addict.
I know.
You really did, man. Because I just really want the Spider-Man one.
It's funny because as soon as he gave me the Funko Pop, right, I was like, and so I tell him, like, all right, I'm going to get a collection now. And he looked at me and was like, no.
I literally looked at him like,
it's literally an addiction, man.
It is.
Like,
he's like, I'm trying to save you from this. Don't do it.
Like, yeah, it's bad.
But, bro, I literally...
Moving past, because we've just been talking about this.
But right.
Yeah. What else have we got?
Oh, I had a topic. I was going to say, have y'all ever, like, when y'all were younger, y'all hated a certain type of food, but then, like, now that you guys are older, you guys, like, retried it, and it's like, you like it now?
Yeah. Oh, I know why.
I have a story. So, when I was young, I hated things like enchiladas.
Yeah.
Like gorditas, like sopes, all that type of stuff.
You hated sopes?
Yes, I hated all that stuff. Mainly because you had to, like, put the lettuce, all that
stuff. You were lazy for it. Yes.
No, I wasn't lazy. I was just really picky. Because I didn't like that stuff anyways.
That's fair.
I was, like, a really picky child. But, okay, but hold on, Gabe. Jeez. All right, I'm cooking right now. Shut up. But now that I just recently retried enchiladas. And, dude, I love them. Like, I had a feeling that I would like it. Because, like, everything is, like, yeah.
Right.
I started liking, like, more stuff now. So, do you guys have that same feeling sometimes?
Yes, I do.
I'm trying to remember what I didn't like as a kid. Because a lot of stuff that I don't like as a kid, I still don't like now.
Because, like, I didn't like onions, but then I start seeing myself, like, putting, like, raw onions on stuff. Like, red onions.
I think that was, like, the same thing with mustard for a while, that condiment. We both didn't like mustard until, like, that one day that my brother brought us, like, crystals. I don't know if I remember that. And it had mustard in it.
And I hate mustard.
That's when I started liking it, really.
I remember. But, yeah.
We were playing Curious George on the PlayStation 2 in my dad's bedroom. Mom and dad's bedroom.
Curious George?
Yeah.
You mean George of the Jungle?
No. I thought it was a Curious George. Was it George of the Jungle or was it Curious George?
Like the movie?
I had both games. That's why.
Oh, the game.
I don't remember playing Curious George.
Then it was George of the Jungle.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And, like, he brought us, like, literally, like, two crystals, and it had, like, it had mustard and everything. We both, like, ate that up.
Man, I remember, like, old retro games, stuff like that.
Do you remember the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers
plug-in? Yo, facts!
Darion.
What?
Do you remember the old Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, like, plug-in thing? Like, the video game?
I don't think so. No.
Did you have it?
I had it.
I played it with you.
I don't think I had that.
It was, I started thinking it about it.
It was like a joystick, right? Yeah. And you plug it into your TV, your old school TV. It had like the red cable, the white, yellow cable, and the white cable.
Yeah.
And then you just like play on it and just had like, I would love to play that game again. I'm gonna be 100% honest with you.
I didn't have that game, but what's this? That.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I didn't have that, but I had, like, a VTech, if y'all remember VTech.
A little bit, yeah.
Like, it was, like search it up, like,
okay, I remember those.
Do, like, search it, like, game system, because I forgot. Like, I'll kind of remember it. Yes, that one.
The orange one?
Yeah, the orange one, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I remember those two.
Yeah. And it was like game, it was like, because it was a Cars game, because that was when the Cars movie came out. Mm-hmm. So I had a Cars game on it, but it was mainly like educational games for real, for the most part.
That's wild. No, because I remember the PlayStation 2 and all that, like in that era, those like consoles, they had really good games.
They did.
I had Cars. I don't know if you remember. You were playing Cars with me too.
Yeah. I went to my aunt's house. She lives in, like, Lawrenceville. And she has two sons. I think they were at school one day. And I guess I wasn't because I went with my mom. And we went to go visit her. and she just let me like play on like their Xbox, but it was like the original Xbox.
Whoa.
Like the old retro one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the one that sounds like an airplane.
Yeah, exactly. And I just played like all their games, and it was so fun. And dude, they had like they had a Cars game, they had like Halo, they had all that stuff.
Oh my gosh, I remembered all of that. Oh,
and it's just it feels like, dude. Now it feels ages ago. I want to buy like a PS2 or like a
just GameCube to relieve again. That. Just you to, like, have a GameCube still, don't you?
I don't.
You gave it away?
Yeah, I gave it to my sister, which it was hers. Oh. But I'm pretty sure they lost it.
So. What about the Nintendo 64?
I still have that.
Okay. Well, all you just need to get is a new controller. Because I remember you had like a stick drift.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be really cool to replay those games.
Oh my gosh. You guys unlocked so many. What was the... Oh. Things we haven't tried. That's literally where it started from. Or things that we didn't like when we were younger.
Oh, yeah.
I think for me, it was Menudo. That was a big one for me. You liked it from the get-go.
Yeah, I've always liked it.
Which is weird, because you're picky.
What is that?
Menudo, it is...
Explaining it to you, I know you're not going to
like You're not going to like it. I'm going to tell you that right now. It is...
Wait. I want you to look at it, and then, yeah.
Look at it.
So this is probably, like, the best thing.
That's Menudo.
So it's a soup.
It's a soup.
Just all that stuff in it. I'm just like, nah.
Well, you don't have to put the stuff in
it. You don't have to put the stuff in it. You can just have it with the broth and all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can go ahead and tell them what's in it. What's the meat?
It's cow intestine soup. And as a kid, I did not like it. As I got older, I found out that I do really like it. It just depends on how it is cooked.
That is true.
That's fair.
Because, like, sometimes the meat can be either really tough
or really fatty.
Yeah.
Right.
I love the way my mom makes it, specifically whenever she toasts the chilies.
Right.
Because if you don't roast your peppers or roast your chilies or toast them...
It's going to be, like, a bland...
It's going to be very bland.
Yeah.
Toasting them gives it a really good flavor, and the broth is, like, you forget what it is. It's just that good. And, at least to me, you know? Yeah. And I remember, like, I would always be, like, I would look at JB, you know, like, he would be, like, grubbing up and eating that menudo, and I felt left out. I was like, dang. Because, like, at the time, I just moved from California.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to California to here. And for the longest time, I felt like an outsider to, like, my cousins. I felt like an outsider to you guys. With, like, different things, you know, whether it was, like, games or anything. I just, like, you guys knew each other for longer than you guys known me.
Right.
So you guys would be, like, more, like, playing together in that sense.
Right.
Because I remember our cousin with... Can I say their names or no?
Sure.
Does it matter?
I don't think they'll care.
Okay. I remember my cousin Jaleesa, our cousin Jaleesa. Like, oh, she would be all over
you. God, she would... I don't know what it was, but she'd just be so obsessed
with
me. She
would give JB kisses all the dang time. And for the longest time... On the cheek. And for the longest time, I'm like, why didn't I get one?
So, Julie,
she would always give him kisses. And for the longest time, I was so jealous. I was like, why don't I get kisses?
And this is her cousin that you
This
know.
Is her cousin, yeah.
I know who she is, yeah.
And it was mainly because I felt like an outsider.
Right.
And, like, with all these, you know, like, sure, like, certain things, I felt like that felt good. But, like, I just mainly really always felt like an outsider.
Right.
So, whenever I saw, like, JV grubbing and eating, like, with everybody else, because everybody pretty much ate menudo but me. So, it made me feel more left out.
Right.
I'm over here, like, having my mom make eggs and all this other stuff. And we were, like, invited over, and I just felt really bad, you know? It's like, I didn't want my mom. Like, I don't want to be, like, that guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, I was like, but, I mean, I ate, you know, I was enjoying it. And then JB over here was just, like, grabbing his, like, and I asked him, like, how can you eat that? And he's like, I don't know, man, but it's good.
Oh, bless me.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Salud.
Thank you.
You interrupted me, by the way.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Damn.
I'm kidding. It's a joke. I'm kidding.
I was say, I should have just held the sneeze.
You should have. Okay. I'm kidding.
I'll do that next time.
No, don't.
It's okay. I'll do it.
Let me know if your eyes pop out, though.
Okay.
Don't actually do that.
Okay.
Please don't. No, but yeah. So, that's... Menudo was that big one for me.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have, like, a food or anything like that?
No. pretty much stuff I didn't like as a kid, I still don't like.
It's fair. Is there something that like that you haven't eaten in a while that you'd be willing to retry?
No, not really.
No, not at all.
No, I'm not gonna cap. No, cause I remember when I was a kid, my grandma, she had cooked like chitlins.
Yeah.
And I ate it as a kid. I like threw it up automatically. So I was like, yeah, I'm not eating this no more. And that's like one thing I won't eat.
All right.
What are chitlins again?
Yeah, for those who don't know.
Pig intestines.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had a feeling.
Yeah.
Speaking of, oh my goodness, I'm excited. Another one for me was tripitas. Tacos de tripitas. Tacos de tripas.
Right.
And do you know what tripas means?
I took French in high school and middle school.
Intestines.
Got it.
I'm pretty sure it's like...
What type of intestines was it?
I think it's cow.
It's cow intestine. But it's like more like... It's more like fried almost. And it becomes like crunchy and all that good stuff.
Mm.
If it isn't cooked... Like, I know some people like it a little bit more chewy. But it just really does depend on the consistency.
Is that Hades?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, that's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, I'm actually, like, I'm still looking at Funkos. But it's low in stock, so. But I've still been looking at Funkos. And I'm on the Disney part, because, you know, I'm a Disney kid, low-key.
Wild.
But, like, they have a good bit of Disney stuff. I think, like, that's where, like, most of my money's going to go to, the Disney section.
Right. Low-key off topic. I can't wait for that Hercules movie. Because, at the end of Thor, the newer movie, they had, like, a Hercules, like... Like it was him trying to avenge his dad, cause he killed Zeus.
Right.
Yeah. So I hope they make a movie or something about him. That would be really cool. I don't remember what the plans are about Elsa. Him.
Wild.
Oops.
They had a Sharpay. They had a Troy. They had a Gabriella. They got a Raven.
Dang, really?
They got a Raven from That's a Raven, and I think that's what I might get. Because y'all know That's a Raven.
Why
is that the first thing I see, bro?
That's actually kind of wild. They have a Baymax. Oh.
That's a cop.
Oh, that's $30 though, man. That's $30. It's $30.
God damn.
But it's just like, ugh. I love Baymax. Big Hero 6 is actually one of my favorite, like, movies, for real.
Low Roach.
Damn. Just sold out on Ursula.
Wild.
They're not sold out on Maleficent. Oh, they got Goofy.
Can they even say that on that?
Oh, is this the Goofy Goobers?
Okay.
So they don't care what they're saying there.
I don't know. I think that was like rated R.
Like, this literally does not matter.
Probably, so it's not rated.
That's actually kind of... Why is Belle sold out?
Oh, man. That's so funny.
Interesting.
Yeah. Old times. Old times are fun to think about. It's crazy how advanced we're getting now.
I know. I feel so old.
Like...
I'm going to be 100%. Like, I we joke about my age, and I'm only 21, but like I act like a freaking boomer. But, like... I genuinely feel really old because we were literally geeking out right now about freaking VTEX and that joystick,
yeah,
Mighty Morphin, and then now we have like freaking high tech stuff. So I'm like that to me is like mind blowing.
Yeah,
and if you think about it, we're gonna be the last generation to say, when I was younger, we didn't have phones.
That's true.
So
that is very true.
Ain't that crazy?
Dang, like imagine, like, the kids growing up, they're gonna be like, oh yeah, I had a phone when I was 2 years old. And it's just it's good in a way, but it's also like, damn, like, you didn't get a childhood like us where you you went outside and actually played stuff, or you had like different experiences.
Yeah.
But in a way, they're society is changing already, and we're already going into high tech stuff. So having them already being trained on phones and technology and stuff like that is in a way a good thing.
I mean, I guess, but at the same time, they miss out.
That's true.
They miss out on a lot because I'm from my experience, from my nephews, all of them, I mean, except the younger ones, all of them, by all of them, I mean, maybe, 6 and older.
Right.
They miss out on a lot because they already have Nintendo Switches. They already have access to different phones and all that stuff, and it's crazy because, I remember when I was that age, we said, we would be outside.
Yeah.
We would be doing anything. My nephew, my oldest nephew, Adrian, he told me, oh my gosh, he told me, he's like, they were trying to play soccer. It was on Christmas, and it was at their house. And they lost, or they kicked the ball, and my nephew, Regulo, didn't get in time, and it went, into the woods almost, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to take away my youngest nephew, the ball that he was playing with, just because they didn't want to use the basketball to play soccer with.
Mm.
When they could have used the basketball as the soccer. Because when we were kids,
we'd play with anything.
Play
a goddamn rock.
For real.
I played with sticks as a kid.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. I tell him, and I always tell him, Adrian, when I was a kid, dude, when I was your age, dude, I would pick up a stick and I'll play with them. I know it sounds crazy. I would use my imagination.
Back in the day, my homeboy, because y'all know the context.
Yeah,
but, right. We would, me, him, and his brother would play with sticks. And, we literally would act like, we would act like we're playing with swords and stuff.
Right.
All your things about to die?
Yeah.
Aw, Tink.
But no, yeah, I remember that too. With any little thing, And, oh my goodness.
It's funny. We used to have, stash of, stick yes! guns. Guns and, stuff like that.
Who else? Darian, please tell me you had a stash.
Yeah.
You had a stash, right? Yeah. And we just, finally picked out, and you'd get pissed off if someone just touches it or throws it away.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's funny, because, I really influenced, my nephews, mm-hmm. Julian, Alexa, Jacob. Because they're on the older side. They're more they're older than all of them. And and when they were young and they would come over, we'd always play outside. We played with since I live right next to a really big bamboo infested place. We have bamboo sticks to play with and stuff. And we play wars and stuff like that.
Right,
whatever.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be really fun.
Oh, man, I wish I did that, because when Adrian was born, I was already older.
Right.
So it was, harder for me to really get into that mindset.
Right.
And I was dang, right? And I regret that, you know? Because, as he's getting older, his dad is having him do something where he isn't really on the, electronics too much.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. So what he does, he's like, all right, here's my deal with you guys. I want you guys to write me a story, give me a plot setting, all this other stuff. And if it's good, then you can play the Nintendo for the rest of the day when you get to the house. But if you wait, but then this has to be done before your mom gets here to pick you up. But if you don't get a chance to finish it before your mom gets here to pick it up, then you're going to have to do it when you're at the house.
Hmm.
And you can't play Nintendo after you're done.
Dang.
So that's pretty much what it is, right? And that he's been enforcing it and all that. But I remember I picked them up one time, and they were talking about it, and they're going over, and I was like, dang, that's a really good idea, right? And I guess, like, Adrian was, like, fed up or tired or whatever. But he was, like, saying, Drew was, like, saying, like, think of anything you want. Like, but Adrian wanted him to give him a topic.
Right.
And Drew just was giving him free range. Right?
Right.
Right.
He wants him to be creative.
He wants him to be creative and imaginative. Yeah.
Right.
Because I feel like with when you're on your phone, you're really limited to, like, so. Well, you're not limited, but you don't let your imagination roam.
Mm-mm, yeah. You don't. And it's crazy because I noticed I noticed it differently between him, Adrian, and Regulo. Because Adrian, I've noticed that he lacks in imagination or creativity in a sense. Because he's mainly, like, already have that fixed idea. Whereas his Regulo, he is a little bit more imaginative and a little bit more creative.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't asked Adrian this, but I've asked Regulo, like, hey, do you ever look outside the window and imagine, like, a stick figure, like, someone just doing parkour?
I saw a TikTok about that.
Yeah, and it reminded me a lot. And then he's like, yeah, all the time. I'm like, he's like, why do you ask? I'm like, oh, well, because when I was a kid, I would imagine that and, you know, keep up with the car and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You would imagine someone doing parkour?
You haven't done that?
Like an invisible man in, outside doing parkour?
Like, you like, every time you're in a car... Yeah, like, for some reason, he would just manage to keep up with the car no matter what speed. And then they would just be jumping over things or like, doing different things and all that sorts.
I wouldn't do that, but I would sit there and do other stuff that was, like, imaginative and yeah. stuff. Like,
I mean, that was a big thing for me, like, was that. And another one was I was thinking the moon was following me home.
I mean,
no?
I thought about that.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to talk about... It's kind of old. Well, kind of. Not too much. But y'all saw that Snoop quit weed?
Yeah.
Or quit smoking?
But it was really yeah. bad.
Yeah, it was for all for like a sponsor.
Oh, for real?
He was like, yeah. I'm giving up smoke.
Yeah, he made like a whole post about it. And I'm like, dang, that's wild.
Because if Snoop Dogg is giving up smoking...
Like,
the earth is about to end. The world is about to end.
For real.
Because Snoop? Not Papa Smoop. Who? Huh?
That's what? Big Doggy Dog.
What? I didn't even call him Snoop. Papa Snoop. There we go. Because my dream is to smoke with Snoop Dogg one day.
I feel like anyone that smokes is like, that's like their big dream. Damn, he posts a lot on Instagram.
Snoop?
Yeah.
I don't follow him.
December 18th. Damn. Now I already scrolled down for a little bit.
Dang.
This man be posting reels.
Who doesn't do that?
But he be like posting like viral video reels.
Oh.
Like, do you know who Tyrese is?
Tyrese who?
Tyrese.
Y'all got One Piece on here, but don't.
I don't know, but he goes by Tyrese. And he's a black guy in the Fast Furious movies. He's like the bald guy.
Yeah.
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 He'd be doing that same thing where he just posts like funny videos. I'm like, bruh.
Oh, they do have Naruto on here.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should talk about our TikTok rewind, our Spotify Wrapped and our Apple Music recap or whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called.
I would say all I could talk about it is Apple Music, and that's all I use. At least this year, that's all I used.
That's so funny. I'm trying to find it.
Okay.
All right. Gabe?
Yes?
You hear me?
No.
Bruh. Spotify Wrapped.
Like, oh, at least I was honest.
We're just doing the top artists, and then we're doing the top songs, too? Or what are we doing?
Wait, you want me to show you my Spotify Wrapped?
Yeah.
It's not good.
I was going to say, we could talk about it. I want to see, like, the minutes listened by you guys.
On my Spotify?
On both.
Okay. Like,
Apple Music.
Add it together, or just, like...
Well, yeah, because I need to add mine together, because I switched to Spotify.
That is wild.
Boom. Boom, 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 boom,
that is is actually wild. We're doing the artist and the song, so we're just doing the artist or what?
Just pull it up.
Apple. I mean, it's already pulled up. That's what I'm asking.
Okay, hold on. What's it called? Apple Replay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Jump in. All right, so we'll do Apple first.
Okay, because that's all I can...
Yeah.
All right, give me a second. Let me turn off my Wi-Fi because it's not connecting. I got to renew my I got to verify that I'm a student again on my Apple.
Wait, where does it tell you minutes listened?
On Apple?
Yeah. It doesn't?
It should.
Oh, there we go. You just have to click the thing. Dang. So, well, let's go to minutes listened first. So, my minutes listened is 24,102. Which is, I feel like that's super low.
Where does it tell you that at?
Like, click highlight reel. And then it'll tell you it's the first page.
And I think if you scroll all the way down, it should show you too.
You said what's your thing?
24,102. I feel like you got me beat for sure. You have like over 60,000, I think.
I don't. I literally have 27,250.
Really?
All right, turn this off, man. Hold on.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't listen to music all the time, but...
All the time when I'm with you, you always listen to music.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
I mean, I'll listen to, like, when I'm cleaning and stuff, I'll listen to music. I mean, I was listening to music this morning when I was cleaning up.
Okay.
And then I'll just have a blessing on my speaker and just be vibing.
Respect. Right. So, what was yours again?
24,000.
24,000? What about yours?
27,000. Yeah.
42,727 for me.
On Apple?
On Apple.
Makes sense.
I believe it.
All right, so who was y'all's top artist?
Hold on.
Nicki Minaj, underplay.
So obviously.
Yeah, it's just.
They didn't show, but okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Mine was Drake.
Mine was,
You can say yours for the audio.
Oh, listening. My bad.
Yeah, I was so confused.
I dead ass forgot. my number one was Cardi B.
For how many minutes?
2,989.
Oh, wow.
Oh. I had Drake for 3,600, my bad. So 3,600.
I had Kevin Carl.
And you beat me by 1,000 minutes with Drake, because Drake's my number 3, and I got him at, like, 26-something.
Mm. How do I have more listens than y'all? Even when mine is Kevin Carl for 1,644.
Damn!
Yeah. I'm surprised.
Like, 16,000?
100.
Oh.
Oh, never mind.
1,644.
Oh, I was confused. Oh, never mind. Like...
1,644.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So your number one is Drake. Your number one is Kevin... Who?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Kevin Carl,
okay.
Yeah, he's a... he is a indie Spanish artist.
Got it.
Interesting.
You've listened to him before. Omar showed you him. Him and Ed Maverick.
Gabe, I was not paying attention.
Okay. So now we're going to do number two, or we're just going to like.
Yeah, we can go number two. We can do top five.
Okay. All right, hold up. Let me actually get out of my reel so I can see that.
What's your number two?
My number two is Post Malone. I had him for 3,200. For 3,200.
My number two was Lil Uzi Vert, and I had him for 2,924 minutes.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Because I ain't going to lie. People claim that they have not been listening to Pink Tape. I don't listen to Pink Tape every day, but like it's at least one song on Pink Tape that will play that I will listen to.
Right.
So.
It's a good album.
All right. It is, though. It's some songs on there I didn't like, but I don't listen to those, obviously.
Right. Who's your number two?
It is AJR for 1,470 minutes.
Okay.
They're my number six.
All right, who's and your then, number three?
My number three, my king, is Bruno Mars for 1,300. Surprisingly low.
I am. That is surprising.
My number three is Drake, and I had him for 2,649 minutes.
All right. My number three is 21 Pilots for 955 minutes.
Do y'all have Big Time Rush on your top 15 or no?
No. Believe it or not, my my top 15 are all rappers.
Damn. I had them 11 for 235 minutes. Surprisingly, I have a lot of Spanish people on here. I got Pitbull, that was number 5, Bad Bunny for number 7. Daddy Yankee is 12, J Balvin's 13. Like, damn, not a lot of Spanish people on here.
Wild.
Okay. Who's your number 4?
Oh, we're doing top 4 or top 5?
You said top 5.
I said top 5. Yeah. I thought I said top 3.
You said top 5.
Okay. So, number 4 is Logic with 1,000 minutes.
Okay. Logic. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like this year I listened a lot. Because, like, I feel like every year I have just a new artist that I keep playing. Yeah. Like, I try to get into.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think this year was the big three were Drake, Post, and Logic.
Got it. My number 4 is King Von.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I play a lot of King Von.
To all the haters out there, he's good.
You guys don't know this one either. My number 4 is Carla Morrison, 777.
Oh, I know that one.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Did I say how long I listened to him?
No.
Oh, 1,948 minutes. I don't even think I said that.
Yeah, like I said, we've showed each other our lists.
I know, I'm just
doing it for the... Okay, I'm just making sure because I've already explained who these people were.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you didn't explain it to them if they don't know.
Pretty sure some of them do.
Some of them, not all of them.
No, you're right. You're right.
Never mind. Right.
I'm going to tell you right now, my last two are... Well, my last one is a Spanish artist as well.
I have a feeling Liliana's going to drag me for not knowing half the people you're saying.
No, I'm pretty sure she won't.
She's going to be like, you don't know who Kevin Carl is?
Kevin
Carl... She drags me for everything.
Kevin Carl is really good, in my opinion. I love his music. It puts you in the feels. It really does put you in your feels. Like, I cry every time I listen to it.
Aww. I don't know. I'm trying to get into Ivan.
And I listen to it every day.
I'm trying to get into more Spanish music. So I'm trying to get into Ivan, Danny Lux, all of them.
The most you'll hear me listen to Spanish music is like Bad Bunny, for real.
Savvy. Yeah. Well, not my number 5 was Pitbull with 500 minutes.
Really? I didn't know you listened to Pitbull like that.
We at the hotel, motel,
Holiday Inn. Okay.
Who's your 5?
Nicki Minaj.
Ooh.
I'm not gonna lie, I've been bumping the fuck out of Pink Friday too.
Hey.
I've been bumping Pink Friday too. Like, I think I listen to like a couple songs at least every day. My go to's are Everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah. That song. Club Up.
Buck Up.
High heels on my tippies. Don't say ain't Gabbana, that's on my titsies. She went in, bro. She went in. She did.
Hey, it's a good album, to be honest.
It is a good album. For it to be 22 songs, it went by quick.
Yeah.
It really went by quick. Because like some albums like drag for real.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a bunch of songs like that. Her song with Lil Wayne and that other dude, R&B, was good. Her song with Drake was okay. I mean, it's not like my like go to, but when it plays, I might listen to it.
Right.
You know. Yeah, but she was number 6. No, she was like a little bit lower, because Offset was my number 5 at first. But like, I haven't really been listening to him like that, I guess, ever since him and Cardi broke up. Anyways, but like. Like, when certain songs of Offset come on, I will listen to them. But, like, I just really been bumping, like, Nicki right now. So, yeah.
You know what's crazy? Is that... Takeoff really died over a year ago.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That's crazy to think. Because I literally thought, I'm like, damn, wait, I thought he died like a few months ago. No, bro, he passed away like a whole year.
Yeah.
And like a month ago. That's crazy to think about. It went by so fast. Yeah.
And like, he's not in like my like top or anything, but I will say this, like Quavo is my number 9.
That's valid.
You know, because I know we're not going to go, I know we're not supposed to go through the whole list, but like, Offset is 6, Lil Baby is 7, 21 Savage is 8, Quavo is 9, DaBaby is 10, and that's surprising, because you know, people don't play DaBaby like that no more, bro. Right. It's certain songs I'm low-key, this man go in.
Certain songs, yeah, his beats is low-key good.
11 is Glorilla, 12 is City Girls, 13 is Ice Spice. Because one thing I will say about her, she be having some good beats too. Riot be doing his thing with her beats. 14 is Lil Durk. And I don't think you know who 15 is, but 15 is this girl called Fendi the Rapper. She
I've heard of her, but
have you heard of like it's her song called Point Me? It's like, turn me up, I'm point me to the sluts. Pretty much she had like a remix with Cardi on it, and Cardi was on the song, and like she's really like only on there because I be playing that song, because that song
I know what you're talking about. How many total artists did you have,
like
it says like under number one above number one?
I had 370.
I had 650. I'm curious on what he's gonna say. It may has like over 1,000 easily.
Total artists or top artists?
Total artists. Top, like under top artists. It says something total artist.
How much did you ask for?
His was like
Sayers.
No, I want to hear yours first. I heard it like I
his is 300, mine's 600. I had a feeling.
1,288.
I had artists. A feeling. It literally double mine.
Damn near triple mine.
The funny thing, guess what number Eminem's at?
Did you say? Yeah, you did say you're 5.
No, I didn't. I didn't even say my last one. You guys really skipped me. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you're 5. I thought it was that Melissa girl.
8.
That was my 4.
Oh. What's 8. Your 5?
Ed Maverick. No, not 8.
Am I close?
No.
Like higher or lower?
Let me.
11.
Hit,
11.
11. No.
Higher or lower?
Lower.
Then who?
15.
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn.
For 441 minutes.
Is he your only rapper on there?
Yeah, because I didn't listen to many rappers this year. Or not like that.
Right. Okay. How many, we're not going to go through top songs, but how many total songs do y'all have?
1,482.
Okay, we're actually close. I have 1,613.
Wait, hold on. I got to take this real quick.
Okay.
And it's like, my top 5 are literally like all Cardi. Except,
I wasn't even looking at my top 5.
The only like non Cardi song in my top 5 is number 3, and it's Endless Fashion by Uzi and Nicki.
Mm.
But like number 1 is Jealousy with Offset and Cardi, and then 2 is Point Me To, that song I was talking about. Then 3 is Endless Fashion, and then 4 is Tomorrow 2
with Makes Glorilla sense.
And Cardi, and then 5 is Bongos by Cardi and Megan.
Mm. Literally all of mine are post except for number 1. Number 1 was oh goddamn. I was going to say number 1 is like a scene from the Pitch Perfect movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like the ending song. And yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I love that song
so much. I'm surprised Doja Cat isn't, like, in my top 15, for real. Because her album, Scarlet, I be playing the album.
Hold on. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. Out of the top 15, 4 of them are not Post Malone. The rest of them are all Post Malone.
Number 3 is Endless Fashion. Because everything is pretty much like Cardi almost. I mean, cause six is me and Ken's song, and then seven is WAP, eight is Hot Shit, nine is a Uzi song, 10 is Up, 11 is a Uzi song, 12 is Life Goes On. You know, that's our little song right there.
Right.
And then 13 is Deli by Ice Spice. Mm-hmm. And then 14 is Put It On The Floor Again with Lotto featuring Cardi. And then 15 is another Ice Spice song called Butterfly Coup. Mm. So, yeah.
And so, then, how many total songs did you have?
Me?
Yeah.
What was yours again?
I had 1,600.
1,482.
2,792.
Damn.
It makes sense.
It does make sense. And I feel like the reason mine isn't as high as y'all's is because, like, I'm not always just listening. Because sometimes I get in moods where I want to listen to my own music. So I'll, like, not be on, like, yeah.
I can't do that. Listen to stuff that I already done. It's hard.
I like when I'm in a mood for it or, like, when I haven't heard it in a while. And then I'll be like, dang. Like, I forgot I made this song almost.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't, like, constantly, like, play my songs, but, like...
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, I'm just, like...
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, I don't, like, you know, but... Yeah. I don't know, like, when I do, I feel like that's part of why I don't...
Right.
Yeah.
But you also, like, said, like, whenever you do something, you do want to listen after it. Like, that is just something that you do. I mean, for me, like I said, I can't do that. Yeah. Like, for me, sometimes it's hard for me to listen to the podcast if I'm, like, talking in it.
Yeah, and see, I haven't listened to the podcast in a minute, but, like, let's say I just went to the studio and then, like, Blanco just sent me, like, the song back. I'll listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, and I understand that, yeah.
But, like, other than that, I mean.
Yeah, I feel you. I get you. No need to explain. I got you. I understand.
Cool.
Hi. Yo.
So,
set in Cabana, that's my tissies.
What was me your guys' total albums?
When I ride the dicky.
Albums?
Yeah, total albums.
I think I had 70, yeah.
70 total albums?
140.
197. Damn, I lost that one.
What's your top album?
Mine?
Yeah.
Metro Boomin.
Oh.
The Spider-Man one.
Wow.
For 105 plays.
That one was my number 10.
My number two is Larger Than Life by Brent Faiyaz. 88 plays. Such a good album, by the way, in my opinion.
I think my thing started over, because I had way more plays than these before.
I was going to say, my number one is the Pitch Perfect album. That's just because, like, I really listened the hell out of that.
Right.
Because...
And then my number two is Her Loss. Number three is Pink Tape. Number four is Take Care.
And then, number three is Pink Tape for me, too.
And then number five is BTR by BTR.
My number one is For All the Dogs. My number two is, like, because, you know, singles count as, like, albums too. And, like, one of, like Just a Munch is on there. Then Pink Tape. Then Set It Off, which is Offset's album that he released this year. And then Rocket Power, what Quavo released this year, is number five. But then, Pink Friday 2 is number 6.
Oh, dang.
What was y'all's, did you already say yours, Shavy?
Say what?
Your top artist? You did, Pitch Perfect. Mm-hmm. What was your total, listened minute? What was your total minutes listened? Like, all of them?
24,000.
$24,000.
We said that earlier, but...
I didn't say mine, I don't think.
Yeah, you said, like, 40-something. You said, like, 42,000.
Because mine was 27,000.
No.
Or what was yours?
Oh, yeah, it was 42,000. It was on the highlights, that's right.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
What was your top genres? How about that?
Hip-hop.
Mine was hip-hop, pop, contemporary. R&B, rap, and R&B and soul.
Mine was hip-hop, rap, pop, soundtrack, and teen pop. Because one thing about it, when I get tired of listening to my rap music, I'm going to go to my Disney playlist. And I'll sit there and, like, we'll play that. I don't care.
I respect that, yeah. Yeah, I want to take a guess as to what mine are.
country.
No, alternative is in there somewhere.
Indie.
Okay, and?
Spanish.
Is alternative in there?
Alternative is number one. Indie, but what kind of indie?
There's more than
one. There's indie pop, indie rock, indie other stuff I can't really think of.
Indie pop?
Indie rock.
Indie rock. Oh, okay.
That's number five.
Dang.
Alright, now guess the other three.
Spanish?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop is number three.
What'd you say?
Spanish.
Like, what? No, but he said no. What did you say after that? He said yeah.
I said, really?
Oh. I thought you said something else. I was going to be like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
And then there are two more.
Rap.
Just because that's hip-hop.
Oh. No, mine's separate.
I would say mine's separate, too.
Oh, mine is... Okay, never mind. I don't got rap on here.
Yeah, I just said that because of Eminem, but...
Gotcha.
I don't understand how it's separate, though.
I really don't either.
Like, I don't.
Like, what counts as rap and what counts as hip-hop?
Because I have hip-hop, pop, and then I have rap. So I don't know what's different.
No idea. I'm going to just tell you. I got pop and folk.
Folk? Folk makes sense.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I cannot believe I really be bumping Ice Spice like that. I'm not gonna lie though, Boys Alive Part 2 go in. You said I'm good enough. Grab my dada. Think about shouldn't have. The tone is funny me. He make a fun of me. This girl's a bun of me. Like the boy's a cap.
Interesting.
It's okay if you don't know that song.
No, I know what song you're talking about.
You weren't saying that though,
Tank. Well, I'm doing something else, Tank.
It's okay, Tank. It's all right. It's cool. It's cool. It's okay.
Tinkerbot.
Tank.
Tinkerbot.
Tank.
Tank.
I'm looking at my top 100 songs. I'm trying to see, am I like curious about anything? Because he performed Middle Child, and that's my song.
Oh, I love Middle Child, bro.
That's my song right there.
It's so good.
That's my song. Middle Child's, like, it's in my, like, it's in my, like, replay 2023 of, like, my top songs. Because it does your top 100 songs.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Yeah, I feel like Jake.
Middle Child is 27, and First Person Shooter is like 24.
I feel like J. Cole is gonna take a big leap this year for me.
Don't let him drop an album next year.
Oh, if he drops an album, it's over. I don't know. I want to listen to more Frank.
Frank Ocean?
Yeah.
I can never get into his music. I'm not gonna lie.
It's not for everyone. It's like Tyler, like.
And I can only listen to certain Tyler. Like, yeah. I can't, because I know Caitlyn's really into, like, Tyler, the Creator, but I can only listen to certain Tyler. Mm-hmm. I can't listen to, like, everything.
Yeah. It's an acquired taste.
I got all this Doja in here, and she didn't even make the top 15.
Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I was going to say.
What?
How many minutes?
Oh! Brother.
It didn't spill, thank God.
Thank God.
Chill out. Calm down, bro.
Gabe's giving him that look because we went to Commerce earlier today, then that's all he did is drop that damn water bottle.
What you mean, D-Ron fans? Like, I got fans now?
Wild.
like, why is it a thing on here and it says D-Ron fans?
Because you be listening to his music.
And it's just like...
And you is him.
What are you saying?
How long, what's our time?
We're at 1:32.
Okay.
Who is Cash?
Let me end it real quick with the Am I the A-hole.
Oh, down for sure. That. Go for it.
Like, I don't know none of these people.
Okay. So, I'm going to do Am I the A-hole. And this one, like I said, like, it happens every once in a while. And I really like doing it. You know, it's a really fun thing. Okay. So, this one is a Christmas one.
Okay.
Christmas just passed. Alright.
Is it like new?
16 hours ago, yeah. It has 6,000 upvotes.
Ooh. Okay, okay, okay.
All right, so this says, and it says poo mode activated. I don't know what that means. I really don't know what that means. So I can't, it doesn't show me if they are or if they're not. So we're going to see what happens. So this is a guess for me too, okay?
Right.
All right, so this says, am I the a-hole for the meltdown I had on Christmas Day, which caused my dad's wife to cry?
What?
A meltdown that caused your dad's wife to cry?
Yeah. Am I the a-hole for causing a meltdown?
No, for... Am I the a-hole for the meltdown I had on Christmas Day, which caused my dad's wife to cry? So the OP had the meltdown, and that caused his wife to cry.
Their dad's wife to cry.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say yes, but I feel like maybe they had a meltdown for a reason, and maybe something could have happened. And
I kind of want to say yes too, because whenever I think of meltdown, I think of Karen's.
When I think of meltdown, I think of a child that didn't get their gift.
Yeah, which
and I feel like that's where this is going.
All right.
So I'm gonna say yes.
Okay. Ready? So it says, the background starts with my mom dying. I, 17 female, was 11, and my sisters were 16 and 18. Our dad met his second wife a couple years later, when I was 13. The expectations for my relationship with her and my sisters were very different. My sisters were expected to be civil, but if they weren't close, it was no big deal. But almost everyone, minus my sisters and minus my mom's family, expected me to see my dad's wife as some second mother or maternal/paternal figure. They got married when I was 14. My dad's wife wanted me to divide Mother's Day between my sisters and maternal side with her. My sisters were not expected to do the same, but she would say she wanted to celebrate the day with her kid. Mm-hmm. She signed us up for mother-daughter things. She would get hurt when I didn't want to go and would never ask my sisters. I asked her before why she expected me to do these things with her, but she never invited my sisters. She said she was raising, me and wanted me to be a mother presence, in my life. But they were grown.
Is she the oldest? Did you say?
She is the middle child.
Oh, okay, okay.
Let's see, where was I?
In her presence, you said something like that.
Yeah, yeah. She said she was raising me and wanted me to be a mother presence in my life. But they were grown. I told her, in parentheses, and my dad on separate occasions, in parentheses, that I didn't want or need and wouldn't accept someone else into that kind of figure. I was ignored.
Dang.
So then they said, I had a small run-in with my sisters when dad was getting married because I said he shouldn't, and they said he should be allowed to move on and mom would want him happy. When I explained what was going on, they realized why I was feeling that way. They tried talking to dad, but it did no good. My dad's side of the family would all make comments that I was lucky to have another mother figure, or how I don't seem to give her the care and consideration she deserves. They would ask why I seemed to spend no time with her of my own free will, or why I was never loving toward her. My dad told me I should show her more love and affection, and he told me I made her feel left out when I didn't tell her stuff or when I made plans with others but not her. I know some people would love to have someone like this in their lives, but I want the same relationship my sisters have with her, but more is expected. So, Christmas Day came, and everyone was at our house for Christmas, in parentheses, minus my mom's family. My dad and his wife gave me a card, quote in quotes, for my parents and my sisters. Got them with dad and his wife, in parentheses. Then when it became time for family photos, we got one with the three of us and dad. But then my grandparents wanted me in the family one with my dad and his wife, but my sisters weren't expected to be in it. I tried to step out, and my dad's wife said it wasn't a family photo without their kid. This was the point where I lost it, and I told her I am not her kid. She is not my mother figure, and that she is dad's wife, just like she is to my sisters, and I wanted to be that way. I said I do not love her. And hate how they all treat her, like she suddenly became a parent to me. My sisters were on my side, but my dad was furious, and his wife cried and cried harder as I continued. Am I the a-hole?
Wait, so how old is she at the time?
17.
So she's 17?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. I'm going to say you're done, right? It's done, right?
Yeah, it's done. It's done. There's no update as far as I know.
I'm going to say no, but I have a reason behind it. But I'm curious on what y'all have to say.
Oh, wait. Yes, doesn't really affect it, but this is an explanation I just now saw as to why, like, they think they might be the asshole. So this is their reasoning as to why they think they might be. But let's hear all of us at first.
Okay, so I'm gonna say no, but I wanna yeah. See what y'all have to say first.
I'm gonna say, I'm like 50-50.
Me too.
I'm 50-50.
It's like a 51%.
Like, now. I see where she's coming from, but then it's like, I also see, like, where, like, the mom, like, the wife is coming from and, like, wanting to, like, you know, like, build that connection with, you know, and...
See, I'm with you there, right? I'm 50-50, but I'm more leaning on the not the a-hole side because she's singling her out specifically.
That's true.
Yeah, I feel like they're really, like when they first got married, like, they're really, like, forcing her.
And not her other sisters, which sucks, you know? Like,
it does suck.
You just lost your mother, like, someone you really loved and cared for, and you are expected to show the same love to someone that you don't know as well.
Right.
And are forced to be participating in these things that your sisters don't even have to be forced to participate in.
Yeah. And then the family members are like, oh, you should be lucky to do this and have a mother figure and all this stuff. But it's like, it's not the same because you don't feel the same way towards that person that you did with your mother.
Yeah, because it feels forced.
Yeah.
It feels like you're forced to love her.
Yeah, exactly.
It pisses me off.
It does. It's really annoying.
Okay, so this is what the LP has offered as further explanation as to why they think they might be the a-hole. So they said, I had a meltdown on Christmas Day, and it made my dad's wife cry, which is why I figure I might be the a-hole. So much of what happened was me spilling over, and I said things in the harshest way possible for now, which is why I feel like I could be in the wrong. Not to mention, I did it on what's supposed to be a really good day. So that's pretty much it for that. So.
I mean... She's entitled to how she feels. I mean,
she is. Yeah.
But I mean, I can also see it from like the parent side too. Like, why don't you love her? Like tough, like stuff like that. And like they're kind of old heads, so it makes sense.
At the end of the day, it's more of like you. It's how you say things, and like she did say it pretty harsh. So like, if someone said that to me, it would hurt my feelings too. Only because like you're being so like just. Blunt and just mean, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I see where she's coming from, and I see why she, like...
Reacted felt, that you know, way, yeah.
Like, right, and why she feels the way she feels. So, like, I feel like maybe she's not necessarily, like, the a-hole in this situation, but it's more of, like, just watch how you say things, because at the end of the day, you did lose your mom, and, like, losing a mother is, like, you know, very, like, hard, you know, because everyone needs their mom. Through.
Right.
And so for her to like have to like pretty much grow accustomed to like this person that she doesn't really know just because like her dad like moved on and all that, like if your dad wants to move on, you know, get married, okay, cool, you're gonna have to move on at some point. But at the end of the day, like, you shouldn't, like, I feel like something like that happens naturally.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
like growing a connection to your step parent, it's you can't just force that, because if you force that, it's nothing's really gonna happen.
Yeah.
And I was gonna say, it reminded me of, because you know, I watched Lemonade Mouth recently, and you remember
when?
Yeah, because you know, because it, like, obviously, like, because I don't think his mom died, and then I think, because I know Olivia's mom died, Bridget Mandler's mom died.
Yeah.
But like, you know,
I think they just got like divorced.
Yeah, divorced or whatever. And like, you know, he had like a stepmom, and he didn't really like her, but eventually
she was bad.
Yeah, but.
Sorry, off topic.
But Man,
my bad, my bad. Because
that made me think about earlier when we was at Journeys, bro. Anyways, but yeah, like it just reminded me of that. Like, you know, he had to grow accustomed to her. He had to like get used to all that. Like, you can't force a relationship like that. You can't. And then like with them singling her out and not like making like her and her sisters like do all that. You know, I feel like if they made all the kids do that, you know, I feel like it would have been different.
Right.
But like you're singling out this one specific kid, like
yeah. And like I was reading the comments, and something that this one comment pointed out was like kind of messed up to me was that when they were doing the Christmas photos, right? Mm-hmm. They purposely like they told their other sisters like you can opt out of this one.
Yeah, but like that one.
But you right there.
It has to be you.
You are gonna be in this photo.
Yeah, because you're our child. Like it's their child.
Type stuff. Like, but then what about the rest?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Right. And it's funny because it's crazy how I can see how people like would get it twisted in a sense. Like, why are you getting upset when the other two are like being left out? But at the same time, they were given the option to skip it.
Facts.
Versus you are forced to be in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like you get the sense where you're just like in a prison. That's how I see it. You know, it's crazy. In my opinion, they're not the a-hole.
I don't think they are either.
They can't be the a-hole, and not in this situation.
Like I said, it's just how you talk to people.
Yeah.
Just how you say things.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's our episode today. Darion, you want to wrap it up?
Wrap it up before you tap it up. Anyways.
Hey, yo.
All right, guys. That is the end of today's episode. As always, we would like to say thank you to Mr. Rick Dunn for allowing us to use this space, because without him in this space, we wouldn't have a podcast to make for you guys. You can catch our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, RSS.com, all of that good stuff. You could also hopefully catch it on Me Radio Athens.
What's up, gang?
Oh, right.
On I think it's Thursday, Fridays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 a.m. But I could be wrong because, you know, we haven't put it on there in a minute. So... am I right? Wrong?
Yes, you're right. No? You're
I'm right.
Right.
Okay,
you're
cool. Right. Cool.
Dope.
Look, right. I just wanted to make sure.
I need the max win.
But.
And that died a while ago, so they didn't even see that.
No!
Oh, man.
But they saw you throw it.
I just hit a perfect shot, guys.
He hit me in the head.
Oh, man.
And no, like, it wasn't a graze. No, it hit the top of my head.
Oh, man. Poor Gabert.
First time I missed. That's wild.
Okay.
Guess you're not black. Anyways.
All right. So, after Me Radio Athens.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you could also... also follow our socials. Our Instagram and TikTok is TD3Podcast, and our Twitter is TD3Pod. And also, if you want to watch us on YouTube and see our amazing faces and get, if you want to see me open up my Funko, if you want to catch the reaction, go on our YouTube channel. You can catch us by searching up at TD3Podcast. And if you aren't subscribed. We could really use it.
Yes,
please.
With that being said, I guess we're gonna go because it is about to be 11 o'clock at night, and some of us gotta go to work tomorrow.
Some of us gotta sleep in.
Some of us are gonna go cry. What? Who said that?
I am too.
All right.
Loser. Anyways.
Wild
way.
Yeah. With that being said. We'll see you guys next time on The Deep End. Thank you for joining us in this episode. Do you guys have anything to say?
We'll catch you guys next time.
TD3 out.
In The Deep End.
Okay.
I was about to say, were you going to say it?
Say what?
that.
I did.
I mean, you paused before you said deep end, so it sounded kind of weird.
It's for dramatic effect.
Sure.
I always
TD3 out.